One of the challenges facing New Orleans is drainage. During heavy rain events, it's not uncommon for streets to turn into mini lakes within minutes. The Greater New Orleans Urban Water Plan calls for a new way of designing our streets, infrastructure, and landscaping so people can coexist with water. But what does that really mean at the ground level? Well, Dana Ennis and her team at the Urban Conservancy have an initiative on Valmont Street, right next to Ferret, that they point to as a place to start.
One of the reasons we named our program Front Yard Initiative is FYI, because so much of this has to do with getting information out to folks. It's a real huge community education piece.
Landscape architects are trying to take advantage of the water plan as a way to beautify the streetscape.
Mark Desjarnet, and I work in landscape architecture. Okay, we're standing on the neutral ground, which is the center of the street, and it's about a foot higher than the road. But if you look along the side of the road, paved over all the way out to the street, there's no longer a curb, there's no longer storm drain. That water really doesn't have any place to go.
So my name is Rachel DePaul, and I'm a homeowner on the block.
Right now, your front yard has two parking spaces. You are considering turning it into green space?
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, I think the idea is to have two strips.
And do you have a sense of what it's going to cost you?
I think the buy-in for homeowners is going to be anywhere between $200 and $300.
Are you doing this purely for aesthetic reasons? Are you doing it for environmental reasons or other reasons?
Oh, I mean all of those things. It's definitely a multifaceted project. We have a terrible drainage issue on this street, so we call it Lake Valmont. More green space for our kids to play in our front yard is wonderful. And just being able to use the sidewalks, I mean, instead of having them being parking spots.
My name is Travis Martin. I'm a graduate student at UNO, and I work for the Urban Conservancy. The initial pilot is just here on Valmont. We have four homeowners and one business that have expressed interest to remove the pavement in favor of green space. The drastic flooding problems is one of the main impetuses for the homeowner's willingness to participate. A homeowner right here, for example, is willing to give up her parking space in the front yard, as you mentioned earlier, because the flooding is so bad. It's just a big pool of water.
Dana Ennis tells us that by removing 1,400 square feet of paving, it will take 20,000 gallons of rain out of the stormwater system. But it's not just the volume that matters. Removing the first inch of rainfall makes a big difference.
So the first inch is when it's really critical, because that is when the pumping systems are getting going. And so that's where you're going to have the backup situation. And the other part of it is that's when you're getting the most pollutants and runoff. So it's not just a quantity issue, it's a quality issue too.
There are a lot of designers in town that are looking at bioswales and things like that. A bioswale is just a depression of a planted area that collects water, detains it for a certain period of time. Some of the water percolates out. Some of the water is used by the plants that are grown in it. And then a lot of them are designed so that there's an overflow so that it does go to the sewer or the storm drain if it's a heavy rain.
What we would like to do is to put together a partnership between city, volunteer organizations that can help with the landscaping and the advising, and the homeowners themselves. And what would make sense would be that the homeowners would have decision-making over the materials that were used, so they would be presented with a menu of differing costs and saying, you know, any of these would work to greater or lesser extents, which one fits your budget.
What do you expect the time frame to be for this to happen?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be twice as long and three times as expensive, right? So I'm not sure. Spring, hopefully. Cross our fingers in 2018.